Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 286, You Must Go Do the Next Thing, by David Kane of Raptitude.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, old friend, and welcome back to OLD. It stands for Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick. If you're new here, this is a very different podcast than you're probably used to. The premise is simple, really. I find amazing content, mostly in the personal development space, and I get permission from the authors and then read that content to you just like an audiobook. I mostly read from popular blogs like Mark and Angel, who I just read yesterday, actually, Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, really great bloggers to help you optimize your life. And it's awesome that you're listening. This podcast has had a big influence in my own life just from reading such uplifting, positive, and inspiring motivational posts to you. If you listen every day, it has to be helping you too. Even subconsciously, I think about things in a different way now. When something bad happens, or even good, after reading these blogs to you for almost a year, every single day, it really has changed my life, and I hope it has yours too. And I don't want to make this intro too long, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you for continuing to listen, and let's continue optimizing your life. You Must Go Do the Next Thing, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. I had the privilege of being present at my father's death. It was not like I expected. With illness, you see the person, the personality fade over time, and you come to expect that death will simply be what you call it when there's nothing left. In light of this, it's easy to imagine that a life can taper down to nothing without any hard edges. But death itself does come down to a single moment. He was breathing, and a moment later, he was not. Having been aware of his prognosis for 5 years or so, I had already envisioned the moment many times, but I had it all wrong. I expected it to trigger intense grief, hysterics. Instead, I found I felt intensely happy for him. He had arrived the finish line, and I was there to witness it. It struck me, with all the suddenness of a lightning flash, that he was the only one in the room with no problems at all, not a trace. All his uncertainties, needs, and worries evaporated, while ours still filled the room. I watched intently as he was freed from the enormous weight of simply being alive, an unbelievably heavy thing which I'd somehow lost track of until that moment. That heaviness is something I had never fully appreciated until I saw somebody being liberated from it. The four of us at his bedside very clearly still carried it. It hung in the room like wet laundry. It was in the hallway too, in the nurses' faces, in the other patients, in their weary families. And we were grieving for who? The man with no more troubles. I do forget it sometimes that life is a constant, forceful mixture of push and pull, a ceaseless assault of needs and hopes. As pervasive as it is, we appreciate the weight of this tumult about as often as a goldfish thinks about water. Life's current is heavy and unpredictable and bigger than us. And as long as we're alive, we are at its mercy. Altogether, I do think it's worthwhile to be in it, for most of us, most of the time. Not that we ask for it, but our fate is to dance with this immense force until it lets us go. So we better learn to dance. The insight that may very well mark the beginning of my venture into the study of quality of life came from the late author Richard Carlson. Remind yourself that when you die, your in-basket won't be empty. We often live life as if the point of it is to finally untangle the whole mess, to resolve all of our needs, to get to the bottom of all of our problems, to check off all of our to-do items, to relieve all stress, to balance it all out. It should be plain to anyone that for every concern that is duly handled, another emerges to replace it. Yet we are so prone to looking at our list of worldly concerns as if it is something finite that we can conquer. I suppose it is finite, but do you really want to be done with it? Our progress in working through the details of life seems to be the one thing that is of absolute importance. The parade of concerns gives us a degree of urgency that never really goes away until the parade stops. C'est la vie. Or is it? As I very slowly get a little better at managing the stuff in life, I'm getting markedly better at being okay with everything's eternally half-done status. I'm getting better at coexisting peacefully with stuff that needs fixing, problems I don't know how to handle, opportunities I am mismanaging, and even my anxious moods. Peace with anxiety. Anxiety with peace. Somehow. Now and then, I can sit right in the middle of all of my uncertain and unfinished business and relax in the knowledge that everything really is in its right place. Strangely, the more I'm okay with everything being not quite okay, the better I am at moving the little things along to a place where they do feel okay. Make sense? Not really? That's okay. If peace is only allowed to come when there's nothing buzzing in our minds, no worrisome thoughts or unresolved issues, then it's going to be a long time before we arrive at it. And from there, there's nowhere else to go. If we need to put every concern to bed before we can sit and be truly okay with the whole picture, then the world's football coaches and drill sergeants have been right all along. You can rest when you're dead. Life doesn't stop until it does. Whatever has happened, if you are alive, you must go do the next thing. After the doctor's formal pronouncement, we lingered in the room for a bit. We said our goodbyes and gave our thanks. While there was no conceivable rush to leave, eventually, there was nothing else to do. We put on our coats, left the ward, and took the elevator down to the main floor. You just listened to the post titled, You Must Go Do the Next Thing, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. And I'm going to continue the conversation we were having before I read you this post, because I want to say a couple of other related things that I just thought of. And you know how I know this podcast is changing lives? And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way or look at me, I'm changing lives kind of way. More of a, I'm so amazed and thankful that you're listening in the first place, and it's awesome that you're changing your life kind of way. I mean, it's not my content. I'm just reading to you, so I don't take the credit. It's the authors that are contributing that are making the biggest difference. But anyway, I know that it's working, not only because of a nice email I might get from you now and again, but when I get an email from one of the authors thanking me because he got a bunch of subscribers to his newsletter and he knows that it was referred through me. And that was Jay Money of the Budgets Are Sexy blog, and he has a Rockstar Finance newsletter that keeps you updated. And that's why I love you as a listener of the show. To be that engaged that you'll go to his site and subscribe to his newsletter when you heard it in one of these posts, and to show him some love for putting all this content out there for free, that's so cool, and I'm really happy and grateful that you would do that. So just another thank you for being engaged and really listening to this podcast. It means a lot to know that I'm not just talking to myself here in this small room. By the way, I also have a newsletter. I'd love it if you join that too. Just visit oldpodcast.com or you can text the word optimal to the number 44222. And there's a lot more I could say about this and thank you for, but I think this ending is getting a little long, so I'll end it there and save it for another time. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you again. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.